Good morning, Aragon. Today is Tuesday, 26th of October. In studio are Andrea Yahalom, volunteer from India and volunteer from Brazil. After the heavy storm last night, right now it's still cloudy with 24 degrees Celsius. Today we can also expect a thunderstorms. Temperature range from low 26 to high 31 degrees with heat index 37 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be calm, we got a 30% chance of precipitation. Sunrise occurred at 6:01 a.m. and sun will set down at 5:47 p.m., which means that the day will be long, 11 hours and 45 minutes. Moon is waning gibbous and 91% of it is illuminated. In today's news, we are featuring an excerpt of interview with Adi Kasavan, the managing director of Botanical Garden, at their 10th anniversary.
So I started when the Botanical started also. So Mr. Paul Blanchefleur is the director of the Botanical Garden, and now I'm the managing director of the Botanical Garden. And now he's already like 10 years old, and we have a lot of activities happening in Botanical Gardens now. So we have a big tree nursery, and we have a seed bank, which is called Anadana, which is running by Stefan Fayon. And we have an environmental education center. We're working with like more than 200 local schools, 200 government schools basically. And we bring them here and we give them like 1 day program. It's all about the caring for natures and trees and animals and basically the habitat here. And we also have like a lot of fun things in Botanical Garden for kids, like a maize garden, and also we have a cactus garden, and we're trying to make a Japanese garden now. This year we're trying to make it also like and reshape the butterfly garden and the grass garden, and all this the specimen trees for Botanical Garden has been planted in 2001, and it's already they're like 9 years old, and like they're pretty. The canopy is something like 7 to 8 meters. So we're still waiting the trees to grow more and like to make like parks and like more for visitors and tourists. But the whole botanical garden is basically for an education purpose. So we involve like more and more on education programs. And 12 acres of in this botanical garden, we also planted a dense forest called a TDEF, Tropical Dryvergreen Forest, which is dense and to have the real feeling of the forest. And we have like different paths in botanical garden. Like we have 40 minutes path, which covers all these areas. And we also have 30 minutes paths, and we have like 20 minutes paths. So like we have the map, and the map will guide the people here, like how to go and where to go and like. So which leads which is 40 minutes, 30 minutes, and 20 minutes paths. So we named like a gecko, hoopoe, and hare path. So like, and the signboards are there, and it's pretty much is on the way. And like, and now we're looking for to develop our roads in the inside the botanical garden. But I think like it will happen soon.
Tonight at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see a German movie, Berlin is in Germany, made in Germany in 2001 by director Hans Stohr, and it is in German with English subtitles, in collaboration with Max Müller Bauman Goethe Institute. When Martin, a former East German citizen, is released from jail, he starts to meet old mates, as well as his wife, who is now living with their son, whom he never met, in a new flat together with her new partner. He becomes confronted with the consequences of the German reunification, gets again in conflict with the police, but also gets a new chance. Tomorrow, at the same place and time, we can see Othello, an opera made in USA in 1992 by director Brian Large, with Placido Domingo and Renee Fleming. It is opera in Italian with English subtitles. This Metz production presented a completely new and successful staging of Othello, Giuseppe Verdi opera adaptation of Shakespeare conducted by Ligvan. This film presents a powerful interpretation of stars Placido Domingo as Othello in one of his greatest roles, and an equally powerful portrayal of Desdemona and the evil Iago. It's a wonderful performance. Hu Shu, the Chinese disciple who lived in the ashram between 1951 and 1978, was, in the mother's words, a scholar, an artist, and a yogi. And in Pavilion of Tibetan Culture is presented an exhibition of some of his paintings and calligraphy works. Today at 5 p.m., on his birthday, all are welcome for gathering in his memory. His friends will share their memories, Chinese lute will be played, and pur air tea will be served. At the Atra Arts Foundation at New Creation between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. until 6th of November, we can see Art and Soul, art exhibition by Osiva Ramesh Luiz, and the exhibition consists from landscapes, abstracts, contemporary digitally paintings, designs, glass crafts, t-shirt designs. Tomorrow at Savitri Bhavan at 4 p.m., University of Human Unity is giving a brief introduction to classical and modern physics in the light of Sri Aurobindo, with the title, Examining Some Implicit Assumptions of Physics as Well as Our View of the World, by Keka Chakraborty. L'Avenir d'Auroville is looking for a proficient group PA secretary to take a secretarial administrative responsibilities and help ensure with the smooth, effective functioning of the office. Role description is taking notes, writing minutes, mails and letters, keeping records, archiving documents, both physical and digital, soft data, managing office facilities and related duties as the need arises. In the future candidate for these jobs, they are looking for a good command of English language, both verbal and written, good understanding of office productivity tools, self-motivated and well-organized, a team player, enthusiastic to help others, and a diplomatic and political skills. The secretary will be working from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, with an hour for lunch. Full maintenance is available for the suitable candidate. They are asking you to send in your CV to lavenir.orville@gmail.com, and shortlisted candidates will be invited for a talk. Since the attacks and harassments are still continuing, we would like to remind you that there is a 24-hour hotline for women needing support after an incident of sexual violence on the roads in and around Orville, and the number is 944-235-7690. And from 1st of November, the group of Auroville volunteers will help to provide the security in the area. In Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo, we read, God within is infinite and self-fulfilling. Will, unpallied by the fear of death, canst thou live to him, not as an experiment, with a calm, centaur fate thy ailments. Thou shalt find in the end that he exceeds the skills of a million doctors. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.